Nasty Knits by Sylvia Thomas. It's hard to think of anything good to say about head lice. They live on us, rent-free. And what do we get? An itchy head and tired fingers from too much scratching. It's not really a fair deal. But head lice are parasites. And parasites live off other creatures and give nothing in return. This means head lice never play fair. Lousy fact. The word lousy, meaning bad, really does come from louse. Short and stumpy. Head lice are small insects that live in a person's hair or on their scalp. In fact, a head louse can spend its whole life on one head. This is because head lice feed on only one kind of blood, human blood. Unlike fleas, which can survive on the blood of animals or people. Head lice live in one place for another reason. They have no wings. When you're only the size of a pinhead, it's difficult to get around. Like all insects, head lice have six legs attached to a thorax. These legs are short and stumpy, so they're not much use for jumping or even walking. Head lice can move from one person's head to another only when two people are very close to each other. Lousy fact. Female head lice are slightly bigger than male head lice. Secret weapons and special bits. Sadly, head lice do have a secret weapon. Claws. These are found at the bottom of each leg, along with a thumb. Claws and thumbs help lice to hang on and to climb up and down here. They're also one of the reasons why it's so hard to get rid of head lice. After a meal, a louse's body becomes redder in colour. No points for guessing why. Lice feed several times a day. Like fleas, head lice have special mouth parts that help them to drink blood. A louse uses these parts to prick a person's skin and then to add saliva to the blood before it feeds. Saliva is useful for a louse because it stops blood from clotting, but it's bad news for us. The saliva causes the itchy feeling that comes from having lice. It doesn't come from the louse's bite, as some people think. Head lice have another special part, spiracles. These are small breathing holes on the sides of its body. A louse always shuts its spiracles when water is around, which is why head lice don't drown when you swim or wash your hair. Lousy fact. Just as many lice are found on clean hair as on dirty hair. Lice don't care about the state of your hair. It's your blood they're after. The first meal. Most people talk about having nits, but a nit is only the egg of a louse. It's just a part of a louse's life cycle. Head lice live for up to 30 days. Young lice are called nymphs. It takes around 10 days for a nymph to become an adult. During this time, a nymph will shed its skin 3 times. This is so that the nymph can grow. After the adult head lice mate, the females lay 5 to 10 eggs a day, very close to a person's scalp. The eggs are stuck in place with a special kind of glue, which is another reason why lice are so hard to beat. After around 7 days, the nymph hatches. Then it's time for the first meal. Lousy fact. Head lice don't like light, which is why they hang around behind your ears. They also enjoy the back of your neck, Both these places are nice and dark. An itchy fact of life. Head lice have been around for a very long time. We know that a kind of head louse lived on apes at least 2 million years ago. And just think how much hair apes have. The ancient Romans had head lice, and even Aristotle, a famous Greek thinker who lived long ago, wrote about them. In the past, people had lots of strange ideas about how to get rid of head lice. They tried many things, such as peppers, vinegar, and special pastes made from bark and herbs. Some people rubbed themselves with animal fat, and some people spread honey over their heads. Others just gave up and shaved their heads. Lousy fact. One thing that hasn't changed much over time is the knit comb. Knit combs have been around for hundreds of years. They have even been found buried in the tombs of Egyptian mummies. Today, our ways of fighting head lice, like using special shampoos, are more likely to work. It's true that we've come a long way in the war against head lice, but the sad fact is that they're here to stay. They're parasites, after all. They were born to bug us.